This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Stu Peters is always really informative. He always has amazing guests. He's coming up here as he hosts each Friday's fourth hour, then the War Room, though in Troyer. All right, I told you I went to the hike and bike trail in close to downtown Austin today. I don't normally go there, but I decided to do something different. I usually walk somewhere else in the Greenbelt by my house. And I noticed that they had the charging stations, and everywhere I go are empty. But they get first-class treatment. You know, they're the boss. And the statistics are out there. And I remember I was on Joe Rogan's show last year and told us, he looked it up, and you didn't even know that. A lot of folks don't know that. You got to inform others that the amount of carbon it takes to build an electric car is way more than a normal car. And then the amount of electricity normally from carbon, natural gas, coal, whatever, that it takes to then transmit electricity down the lines, you usually lose, depending on where you're at in the world, half the electricity in the transmission from the plant down there. And so everywhere you see these things empty, so now they're trying to force everybody to get electric cars, and it's all because they want to centralize things, not decentralize it. And the oil companies are actually the ones behind these whole energy scams and the windmills and the rest of it. Most people do not know that. But you can look it up. ExxonMobil, BP, they're the main funders of the whole climate deal because they're part of the big mega banks that want to track and trace everything we do and create artificial scarcity of energy, not have this big renaissance of energy the globalists see as wasteful. It's a post-industrial world they're building, so they're forcing technologies on us that do not work. So here is the report. Full videos on Bandai Videos. You'll find it there. Share it. AJ exposes electric car chargers.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Take a look at this. Cars everywhere. Gas cars everywhere. And then, boom. The electric charging stations for the elite, like your handicap. You're right up front here. This is Austin High, by Lake Austin. There are literally hundreds and hundreds of cars, but no one here using the charging station. But with the social conditioning, they try to nudge us into that position. Now, if this was a good technology at all before, but electric cars blow up, they're toxic, and it takes more carbon, about three times more carbon, to build one than a regular car, and most of the power comes from electricity, where you lose about half the electricity from the generating station to this point, from the power lines at the power plant to the point. So overall, they use on average more carbon, which, by the way, I think is great. Carbon's good for carbon-based life forms, how the planet operates. If we go back hundreds of millions of years, the planet had much higher carbon levels, carbon dioxide, you name it. Carbon dioxide, of course, is tied to oxygen production on the planet. And so, electric vehicle only. This is all the social credit score. In the future, once they have the world medical ID, the global vaccine passport, then it'll be tied to all your activities. You'll get a higher credit score for your political activities, for getting your son to stay sterilized. That'll get you like 5 free years of rent. Seriously. If you get sterilized, a couple 3 years of rent, that's a whole voluntary extinction program. Paul Ehrlich. And so here we go, folks. It's a whole religion. It's a cult of power and control. It has nothing to do with the environment, but it's like you used to pay the Pope to get your family out of purgatory. Indulgences, you pay the Rothschilds and the globalists all this money for the carbon tax that's already being set up around the world. And the corporations are implementing the carbon tax whether you like it or not. So everybody feels like they're all great and wonderful, but they're not. So the good news is people understand instinctively it's a fraud. It's like they always tell us tap water is the best thing to drink. But people knew it had fluoride and chemicals in it. So in the 80s, filtered water became huge. So people instinctively know they're being poisoned. Same thing. So humans know what to adopt at a subconscious level. They have like a hive mind. We're individuals. But we also have a group collective. All right, here we are in Austin High, folks. People do not want the electric cars. People see through it. They know it's a fraud, but they don't care. Europe's already mandated no gas cars by 2030.
We'll be back with our special guest host.
Do you think it's a bad trait of Mike Lindell that he's so optimistic, that he's so positive? No. It's that type of optimism that built this country. We would have never defeated the British 250 years ago if we didn't have a lot of optimism and we didn't persevere. George Washington lost most of his major battles, but he kept fighting for 6 years and finally we won. Well, Mike Lindell has been fighting as a man in the arena and he's continuing to expose serious issues in the 2020 election. We need to keep him in the fight. Plus, he's got hundreds of incredible made in American products, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets, not just beds. And he's got up to 66% off at MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. You get the best deals. It's made in America. He's investigating the election. He's fighting the globalists. He's standing up against forced inoculations. His organization is reaching millions of people. We need to support it and support InfoWars at the same time at MyPillow.com. Promo code Alex, up to 66% off. You need these products already. They're high quality. Use promo code Alex and save big.
It's Friday, September 3rd, 2021, and that means Stu Peters is visiting InfoWars. He's the host of the wildly popular, exploding, patriotically correct show, The Stu Peters Show, at StuPeters.tv. And now, your host, Stu Peters.
Wow. I wasn't expecting all of that. I like it. I really enjoy being here every Friday, honestly. The information war is 100% on. We've never experienced anything like this before. I mean, obviously, wars have happened in our past. World War II was completely different. You know, we rallied around the troops, making bombs. This has been something completely different. This war has been going on for decades. And the war is the psychological war that is meant to, over these decades, infiltrate your schools with this Marxist ideology, and now a virus that literally virtually kills nobody unless you have serious underlying pre-diagnosis or conditions. Kills no kids, but yet we're having debates, legitimate heated debates in our schools, and it's becoming increasingly obvious that the powers that be are looking for ways to make sure that the COVID-19 panic never ends. This summer, it was all about the Delta variant. Well, now there's another one, the Mu variant, and it's coming fast. It's coming out of Colombia. But don't worry, Dr. Fauci says this is not an immediate threat to the United States. So given his track record, you can assume that it'll be the biggest threat that we have seen, and it'll be the biggest thing, most important thing, blowing up worldwide by next week. Apparently, the Mu variant is resistant, by the way, to the vaccines that you've been ordered to take for the last 6 months. Go figure. So I guess everybody will need to wear masks for another 6 months or 6 years or 60. But here's something that you should seriously think about. Last year, an analyst for CNN described Australia as the model for America to follow in fighting coronavirus, because there they were far stricter than here or anywhere else in enforcing lockdowns, travel restrictions, and the like. Well, here's what's happening in Australia right now. None of this is made up. In the state of South Australia, citizens are going to be forced to download an app to their phones with facial recognition and geolocation features. With this app, the government will message citizens random times. They'll have 15 minutes to then take a photo of their face in the location where they were ordered to be. And if they don't, the police will be sent to check on them in person. How about in the state of Victoria, where Melbourne is? There, the entire state has a curfew, and the premier dismissed the state parliament. No need for elected government during a COVID crisis. In Sydney, anti-coronavirus protests, those are illegal. So the public has been in lockdown for 2 months, and the lockdowns are being enforced by the military. Absolutely none of this is made up. All of this in Australia, a country that until a year ago was an English-speaking democracy, just like us. Everybody's really concerned about this vaccine rhetoric. Forced inoculations, tracking devices, like what they're doing, what we just told you about. Coming after you, knocking on your door. They've been doing it here in the United States, despite what the mainstream media wants to tell you. I've been fact-checked for saying it, but it is a fact. It's true. And a lot of people, a lot of the Trump base specifically, are becoming increasingly concerned about the vaccine rhetoric surrounding the president. All the speeches. He was booed in Alabama when he started talking about vaccines. That is encouraging to me. President Trump being booed is actually encouraging to me. Not because I disagree with the president. I think he was indisputably the best president that in my lifetime, probably since Lincoln, or even better than Lincoln. That's open for speculation. But I don't agree with him on everything, and that's okay. That's what makes us different. That's what makes every person different. I don't agree with the vaccine rhetoric. Now, with all of that going on, it begs the question. From the beginning of this thing, Mike Pence's coronavirus task force, Tony Fauci, Dr. Birx, did they mislead the president in any way? I figured nobody better to talk to than Dr. Paul E. Alexander. He's the former COVID advisor to Health and Human Services under President Trump and a COVID consultant on evidence-based medicine with the World Health Organization and the Pan American Health Organization. Dr. Paul E. Alexander joins us now. So, Dr. Alexander, you earned your evidence-based medicine degree from Oxford. You've published op-eds, peer-reviewed on early treatment of COVID. You're a PhD with expertise. You have teaching experience, clinical epidemiology. I mean, you've got the resume. You were there, Tahoe, the WHO, and the coronavirus advisor under Trump at HHS. Was Trump misled in any way by this Pence-led, Tony Fauci, Dr. Birx coronavirus task force?
Stu, thanks for having me on the show again. Thank you very much. I want to be on record by saying I like you. I may not use the exact words, but I was a huge supporter of President Trump. I still am. I think he did great things for the nation, and I think he would go down in history of one of the best presidents ever. Now, I am against the vaccines, particularly for children. I think I articulated this before. And thank you for the open. Here's my view. My view is, when you look at it from a 30,000-foot level, and let's pretend I'm not, I don't bring science to the table. Let's pretend that I'm even like a lay person talking here. I think from the beginning, and President Trump told the nation this, that Fauci and Birx came into his office and told him that he has to shut it down. I think from that moment, they greatly misled President Trump. Because people like myself who were in the science, because at that point, when they were shutting down America, I was actually providing the consultation to WHO Power Office on all things COVID. So I had a very, very good idea of what was going on, coming out of China, etc. I wasn't with Trump administration yet. But when I was looking on, I too was concerned, Stu, from, like you probably, for the first 2 weeks. But after the third to fourth week, from the beginning of April, we grew to understand the parameters of the pandemic and this pathogen well. We knew who, much better, who the risk group was, the elderly, high risk, median age around 82, 83, underlying medical conditions. We knew. We were already getting good evidence of how to manage it with medications, therapeutics. We were getting good evidence on the early treatment. The antivirals were working. A lot of good reports coming from the doctors in the field. So we were very confident what to do to move forward. But it was this disconnect and this battle between President Trump, and you saw it play out. You saw it daily on the podium with President Trump. He battled that task force. And, I mean, they misled him because we did not have to close down. And particularly, we did not have to maintain the lockdowns for so long. They hardened the lockdowns and they prolonged them with the school closures. The school closures were a catastrophic failure. We hurt children disastrously. And I think, in hindsight now, when I look at it, President Trump, when you get, you know, I was at the HHS most of the time, but you understood that this guy really cared for the nation and he was really trying his best to fix this. But he was not acting alone. Remember, he depended on these experts to furnish him with information and the evidence for him to make decisions. He's not a scientist, so he assumed that this task force assembled around him, below him, were giving him the best evidence. But we were quickly seeing that the lockdowns were failing across the world, yet Fauci and Burks and they were fighting him on the podium to keep the lockdowns in place and to not open. Every time he said open, they would fight him. Every time he begged to open the schools, those states would keep the schools with the teachers' unions closed. There was this sort of twisted relationship between the task force, the CDC, the unions, and everything became political. This became
those things, Dr. Alexander, every single one of those things has one thing in common, and that is that they are all connected to and controlled and sold out to China. The CCP controlled all of these people. We only have about 20 seconds left here, and I'm going to hold you over. I want you more on the other side of the break. But I want to get your input on something. You can think about it during the break. Was Trump just fighting Fauci and Burks and Pence and the coronavirus task force, or was he fighting a much more concerted and global effort with a much bigger enemy at the helm of this entire ship? More with Dr. Paul E. Alexander, former HHS senior advisor to Trump, right after the break. Stick around.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
TV, StuPeters.tv, please come and check me out. Full of truth, exposure, and accountability every single day. That's what this is all about. Holding people accountable for the atrocities that we're seeing in this country. I'm joined now by Dr. Paul E. Alexander. He's the former COVID advisor to Health and Human Services, the HHS, under President Trump. I had asked you, was there a bigger head to the beast? Was Trump fighting more than just internally the people that we saw? Pence, Fauci, Burks, these people that were standing behind him as he was fighting them from the podium. Was he also fighting, do you believe, a bigger beast in China?
Well, Stu, thanks for having me back. I mean, it's easy to answer this question. If you look at the beginning, when this first started, you saw the China come out of the gate saying that there was no human-to-human transmission. And that was a categorical lie by China. They were deceiving the world at that point. You had WHO coming out quickly after that, running cover for China, and WHO claimed also there's no human-to-human transmission. But at the same time, you had Dr. Fauci going on different stations, media, claiming that this was not a problem for America, nothing to really see here, etc. So you had President Trump fighting against China, WHO and Fauci at the same time, and the decisions that he was making were very difficult at that time when you look on, because remember, he's depending on them to give him advice, and if he went by what they were saying at that moment, he would have never closed the borders to China. He would have never.
Trump went. It didn't matter what corner he looked to. It didn't matter where. It was a global concerted effort. Communism is everywhere in this country, and that's what we're looking at here. This is a communist takeover and a Marxist coup occurred in this country, and they needed coronavirus, they needed COVID-19, and all the lies surrounding it from taxpayer-funded gain-of-function research by Anthony Fauci. $8 billion has gone across this guy's desk, and he's been completely unchecked. He has more authority than anybody in our government. And by the way, unelected, the highest paid unelected bureaucrat with unilateral unchecked authority in the world. And he was fighting against Trump the entire time. So with that being said, coronavirus, it's been exposed. The whole thing is a lie. There is something out there. I'm not saying the virus is fake. I'm just saying that the narrative around this thing was used for political gain and a communist takeover. But I want to pivot to the vaccines. You said that you're concerned about kids taking these vaccines. I'm concerned with anybody taking these vaccines. These vaccines alone, which by definition are not vaccines, and by definition are not FDA approved, have caused more adverse events, more death than the rollout of any previous vaccine, all of them combined. In the United States, the media completely ignores it. These things are clearly poisonous, clearly toxic. So yes, kids are a huge concern, but why do you only go to them? Why aren't you concerned that everybody avoid taking this inoculation?
Well, Stu, first of all, I have to say again, President Trump depended on these pharmaceuticals. He depended on the FDA and the NIH and that task force to guide him. And they failed him. They worked against him with these vaccines. I believe he was completely, completely snowed. And it was a failure. And I think this is one area that he has to come back around and say something. And I'm going to say it this way. I was on record there, and I'm being on record here again. I've written this, and I'm going to say it. I believe no one in America should have been in receipt of these vaccines. These vaccines are contraindicated for the entire population. These vaccines should have never, ever been bought. We had what we needed. We had early outpatient treatment. We knew how to manage it from a public health point of view. Donald Henderson, who eradicated smallpox, Dr. Henderson, he said, in these sorts of circumstances, and he's passed now, we needed improved hand hygiene, and you only isolate symptomatic persons. You only test symptomatic persons, sick people. That's it. You do not shut your society down. You do not put those controls in place because it will destroy his society. No lockdowns, no school closures, etc. Now, I am trying to tell you, zero vaccines. And as time has gone by, I've said, look, if you brought the vaccines and an elderly person over 70, and I've been clear with this, who has grave underlying medical conditions, and you are properly, ethically informed, consented, and you decide when you weigh the balance between the benefits and the harms, you decide that you want it. We live in a free society, then that's up to you. But no one under 70 should have been touched with these vaccines. Absolutely not. I've been clear with this and I remain this way. Definitely, 100%. Listen, the proper animal studies, the neurotoxicity studies, the reproductive toxicity studies, the pharmacodynamic, pharmacokinetic studies, these were not done. The safety studies that we needed by the vaccine developers to properly assess the safety medium and long term were not done. They were shortcutted. And this is a catastrophic failure because we do not know what is going to happen in the short, medium, and long term to people who take these vaccines. So the question for children, parents, becomes this. If your child, we know from the data, over 15, 18 months now, the children are at such low risk of being infected to begin with, of spreading it, of becoming severely ill, or of dying from this emergency, then why would you allow your child to be injected with this when we already have serious safety concerns with what's accumulated in the CDC's various database? We have 13,000 to 14,000 deaths in the United States already logged 1 to 2 to 3 days post-vaccine. These vaccines are endothelial pathogens. They damage and destroy the vasculature, and they cause severe blood clotting and bleeding problems. Guillain-Barré syndrome, they cause a host of issues. So why would you do it? I say absolutely not. And this is where I'm calling on President Trump again to come, take the podium, and at least right now indicate that it must be complete hands-off with these vaccines with children. No child is to be vaccinated. There's no evidence. No opportunity for benefit, just opportunities for harm.
All right, I got about a minute left here, and I got to ask you. Do you think that these vaccines, these shots, these inoculations, this substance, this top secret Bill Gates invention, do you think that this was purposefully designed as a weapon of destruction?
So I'll answer it this way. I do have background proficiency in bioterrorism. I did some work at Johns Hopkins in the past. I remained in contact with Dr. Henderson over time, and I developed a love for bioterrorism research, so I educated myself well, together with my epidemiology background. I would have to say, in my view today, if I look at everything completely, what has happened, I believe that these vaccines, this technology, whatever was in the works of a long time now. And I believe in some way, I don't know exactly how yet, I don't know who's involved yet fully, but I think this was used to damage the United States, and particularly to damage President Trump, this entire matter. And I think this vaccine was part of a longer, broader strategy. And I mean, the frightening thing about it is that it has the potential to render Americans almost helpless and damage people long-term. I don't believe we've seen yet the scourge from these vaccines, and I don't believe we really understand the poison pills.
I think you're right about that. Hold on, Paul, Dr. Alexander.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed. But they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda. But we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a 6 month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits. Because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Live in extraordinary times. We are learning a whole lot as the Great Awakening continues. Millions of people are being red-pilled. We're living in the best times, really, to be alive. Think about the power play that we have here, the ability to take our government back to what it is supposed to be, of the people, by the people, and for the people. These people work for us. They don't act unless we allow them to act. We don't wait for Washington to tell us what to do. They work for us. So I'd encourage you to ask your elected representative, why are you running around taking poolside selfies with each other, flying around in private jets? When in the world do you ever have time to do the people's work? Why are you filing fake articles of impeachment against Biden? Are you now admitting that Biden was legitimately elected? You know that you're not going to have the votes for said impeachment, so what are you doing? Why are you doing it? Why did you back a communist? These are all questions that we need to be asking and demanding the answers to. There should be no debate. You give the direction to your elected representatives, period. That is the way that our founding fathers set this country up. That is the way that we do things here. And until we have the testicular fortitude to step up and actually make that happen, we're going to continue to get run over by this tyrannical, communist, fascist, Marxist coup and this overtaking of our country. Look to Australia. Is that what you want here? If I'm asking you a serious question, look down under and look at these people in the UK, look at these people in Canada, martial law being enacted, people are being forced inoculated, they're herding 24,000 kids into a stadium and injecting them with the very thing that Paul E. Alexander, a doctor, a PhD with expertise in teaching of clinical epidemiology, evidence-based medicine, and research methodology, is here telling us right now, under no circumstances should anybody take this, especially kids. Is that what you want in America? And I know the answer. So the question is, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? We are the plan. Don't wait on the plan. Be the plan. The plan is us. Dr. Paul E. Alexander is still joining us here, and I have one more question that I have to get to. Before I do, I just want to recap everything that we've talked about. You're 100% against the vaccines, yes or no?
Yes.
100%. You think Trump should come out now and warn against people taking the vaccine? You think Trump should come out and say, don't take the vaccine?
I think 100% don't allow these vaccines in children or any young person. And the reality about it is so much money have already been spent, but that can't be a rate limiting step. If I were President Trump and he's on top of the news, which I think he is, if I'm looking at what's happening in the CDC's VAERS data, if I'm looking at all of these reports happening across America and Europe, etc., I can't come to any other conclusion but to say, put a pause and a stop on this until you go back to the lab and you figure out the safety issues, because there's clearly something wrong with these vaccines. You cannot, it is contraindicated, I cannot support it right now. Me personally, and President Trump has to come to that conclusion based on what's on there.
Okay, so, and I agree with that assessment, and I agree with your advice. Just based on the experts that I talk to in the various platforms where I host shows, we have access to a lot of experts. We take advantage of your information and your wealth of knowledge. We appreciate that. Now, Forbes tried to nail you. In December of last year, they published a damning article about you and your advice to the president. And this says, this is your quote, infants, kids, teens, young people, young adults, middle-aged with no conditions, etc., have zero to little risk. That's what you wrote in a July 4 message to your boss, Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs Michael Caputo. You said, quote, yes. We want them infected. We want to help, quote, develop herd. Do you still stand by that advice? Do you still stand by that position?
Absolutely. And right now, if people understood the mechanics of what we're dealing with, you are better off allowing your children, infants, young people, healthy people, middle-aged people, you are better off living within your society, unfettered by the government, naturally and harmlessly, whilst we protect the high-risk elderly. Remember, the high-risk elderly must be protected first. Nothing I've ever stated or written was not under the condition that we had granny protected in the nursing homes. It is the governments who failed to protect the elderly and caused killing fields in our nursing homes. The United States government, the Canadian government, the British government, hundreds of thousands of our elderly and our parents and grandparents died because of the failures that they did not protect them. My position is just like the Great Barrington Declaration, just like Dr. Atlas, we have said simply, you protect the elderly, double down, triple down protections first. While you do that, you make available early treatment. If they are infected in nursing homes, you treat them so they get a natural immunity. And whilst doing that, you hands off the rest of society. You let the children, you let the young people, you let the healthy and the well in society live free. This is a free society and a free world. And you let them develop immunity naturally and harmlessly, and that population-level immunity will turn around and protect the elderly. That is how we've always done it. But what did we do in the end here? We failed. We actually failed to protect the elderly, and we locked down the well in society. So the well and healthy did not go any further to developing natural immunity. That is the failure. And I know what the media wrote. The media are despicable. They take what you say and twist it. I have always said, protect the elderly first, and then you allow the well in society to live. Because there's no immunity better than naturally acquired immunity. No vaccine. Definitely not these very narrow, specific, spike-specific immunity conferred by these vaccines. Look, these vaccines have failed. They've shown you 90% of the people vaccinated in Israel have gotten infected again with the Delta. They've tried third booster shots in Israel. People are getting infected. Same in the UK. 70% of the people
have taken this vaccine. If you look to Israel, potentially the highest inoculated rate on the entire planet. They also have what appears to be virtually the highest infection rate of COVID. The Delta variant, the Lambda variant, the Mu variant, all this nonsense, scary doomsday variant, all of these other things that we're trying to convince the world can exist, although we have never isolated the original SARS-CoV-2 virus other than in a lab and on some computer somewhere. So the variant thing, that confuses me, and we don't have enough time to get into all of that. But these people, Dr. Paul Alexander, that have subjected themselves to this inoculation, which I refuse to call a vaccine because by definition it is not, these people have signed themselves up for a lifetime subscription of boosters because they have a failed and compromised, now dangerously compromised immune system that is going to cause antibody-dependent enhancement, which is what I hear repeated over and over again, as real treatments like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and vitamin D and quercetin and zinc are taken off the shelves at pharmacies as the media that you talked about. They're damn communists themselves, and you're right. It's a travesty, but I had to ask you the question or it wouldn't have been an interview. These people are, it appears, trying as hard as they can to kill us by removing every viable treatment and forcing us to an inoculation that has caused unprecedented death. I've got about a minute left here. Final words from you.
Yes, and the 650,000 people who died in America, quote-unquote, with a COVID diagnosis attached to them. We could have had 550,000 alive today. The decisions by the governments in the United States, the FDA, in Canada, Health Canada, in Britain, etc., to restrict and tie the hands of doctors and sanction them with taking away their licenses and firing them, etc., and smearing them and slandering them, they have contributed to the death of hundreds of thousands of people who could have been treated early in the disease sequelae. Once we get in there in the first 10 to 14 days, these antivirals do the trick. They prevent hospitalization and death by as much as 90%.
They don't want to prevent death. They want to encourage more death, which is exactly why they're forcing this inoculation on our military. They're forcing it on our healthcare workers, who we were supposed to revere as frontline workers just 15 months ago. You know, about 485 days ago when we were told 15 days to flatten the curve. It's all been a lie. It's all been a bunch of BS. This is premeditated mass genocide is what it is. And I agree with Dr. Zev Zelenko on that. Dr. Paul E. Alexander, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it. More of this push for these inoculations in all of these areas. We mentioned the military and healthcare workers, but also in our airline pilots, and it is leading to breaking news of more disaster in the air. You are in danger if you're flying. Dr. Jane Ruby up with that report next. Don't go anywhere.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, Stu Peters, find me at StuPeters.tv. Boy, was I attacked. USA Today, Newsweek. They came after me for warning you about the dangers of flying post-jab. Airline industry was out here saying, don't fly if you're jabbed. Increased risk of blood clots. Well, that raised a lot of questions about pilots. We started looking into it. 4 British Airways pilots dead in a week. 3 Delta pilots reported dead. Some guy in Canada on the runway or on the tarmac in a cargo plane was pulled out of the aircraft. I mean, this creates a genuine concern, and being that I'm concerned about my fellow brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ and my fellow brothers, sisters, Americans, and global citizens, this is about humanity. This doesn't have anything to do with politics. But that should tell you everything that you need to know about these globalists, everything that you need to know about communism. There's an elite ruling class. And then there's a subservient class, and me and you, my friends, are not in the first, we are in the latter. That is how these people intend to make the system. A top-heavy system and a bottom-heavy system. I don't know, you can't have the both. The bottom-heavy system. The few that rule all of us. They want you dead. That's why they're okay with you flying in airplanes at 40,000 feet that is a fuselage of death. I'm worked up here because I'm coming to the realization every single day as part of this great awakening, as part of the red pilling, the constant talking about this nonsense over and over again with these people. They are psychopathic serial killers. And everybody in the media, those people over at USA Today, they are complicit. Mass genocide. They want planes falling from the sky. They want you dying in a fiery blaze of death. That's what they want. Dr. Jane Ruby is here. She's here because that talk, that rhetoric, those pilots, how upset we were when we were talking about it originally, and then we were fact-checked and told we're crazy, lunatic, tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorists, far-right, lunatic radicals, Trump-supporting, QAnon, crazy conspiracy theorists. But now, not that we're proud of it, not that we're happy about it, but we are vindicated as you are now reporting more tragedy in the air.
Here we go, Stu. You know, pilots are starting to struggle in the air. I wanted to report that on August 27th, Captain Nashad Qayyam, a captain with Bangladesh Airlines, became ill and incapacitated while he was steering a Dhaka-bound flight from Oman. The plane had to make an emergency landing in a city called Nagpur. No one will confirm his injection status, but this fully certified 45-year-old commercial pilot was reported to be in perfect health prior to this flight. Now, flight BG-22 was carrying 122 passengers, 5 crew, when Captain Qayyam collapsed in the cockpit. His co-pilot luckily landed the aircraft at the city's Ambedkar International Airport. Now, passengers were rebooked later in the day to fly back to Dhaka, but Captain Qayyam was rushed to the Kingsway Hospital, where he was reportedly in a coma, and he died at the hospital this past Monday, August 30th. Now, a hospital source was quoted as saying he had lapsed into a coma following a stroke. Stu, healthy 45-year-old men who are checked every 6 months by the airline physicians don't just collapse of a stroke out of nowhere. And like you said, we have BA pilots, 4 of them dead, 3 at Delta, Air India, and a Canadian pilot who was saved on the runway when he passed out. And then we have a post in social media from a young woman who says, my dad is a captain with Air Canada, and he was about a week after his second Pfizer jab. He literally in the cockpit looked down and saw blood vessels just bursting in his arm. I mean, how much more do we need? How much more do we need?
This is what they want. This is exactly what they want. That's why I'm so upset, and I apologize. I'm usually much more organized when you have a breaking segment like this and you have news like this. It just pisses me off that this is happening. And every single expert that I have talked to on my program, I work very hard every day to find the most qualified people who are brave enough to come forward and talk about what we're really looking at. Dr. Paulie Alexander, I just talked to him. I want to ask you a question about that. You, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Carrie Madej, the list goes on and on and on. Peter McCullough, Zev Zelenko. I know that I'm missing several. Dr. Brian Artis. There are but you notice that none of them are from these corporate healthcare big systems, because they're all owned by the globalists. And they are getting their narrative from the American Medical Association, this leftist organization that walks and arms them with propaganda handbooks that specifically teaches them how to post, what to say, how to dodge and box out an interviewer. I mean, our entire healthcare system has been hijacked right before our face. And now talking about, being concerned about planes falling from the sky makes me a conspiracy theorist. Who are these people? Well, we know who they are, but how can they actually be taken seriously as little 20-year-old somethings in their mom's basement playing video games, spilling Cheetos on themselves, writing for places like the Daily Mail, writing for places like the USA Today, this Daniel Funky a-hole that tried to fact-check me on these pilots to begin with? It's absolutely insane, and thank you for bringing that report. So I just had Paul E. Alexander on, and we were talking about herd immunity. We were talking about the vaccines. I asked him about Forbes, another woke institution of communist sellouts, writing about him and trying to slander him about herd immunity. My kids go to school every fall. They're set to go again here shortly. I get sick every fall because they bring home this nasty crud, this nonsense. That's how it works. We don't vaccinate everybody for every little virus or bacterial infection that they can come into contact with. Kids are germ factories, and doesn't that bolster their immune system? Isn't that what we are supposed to do? You heard the interview with Paulie Alexander. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm so glad that we have yet another expert and someone who's particularly close to President Trump. Look, he's a fast learner. He's got a lot of saboteurs around him. I knew that when I was in D.C. for 10 years. I saw during his presidency up close in front some of the saboteurs. But without getting into that, I think President Trump knows better than we do that he had some snakes around him. And I think he's probably fast seeing that he was taken down the wrong road. It's not just the children. It is more than that. And I think Dr. Alexander confirmed that. And your questions, your line of questions, Stu, I don't hear anybody else asking those kinds of questions. I was really grateful for it. Because if the president is watching, he's got a much broader picture by now. This is really unbelievable. Every time I watch the president in these press conferences with that filthy snake Fauci and that other snake behind him with the scarf, I call her Dr. Scarf. Deborah Birx. I knew that they were sabotaging him because nothing made sense medically. Nothing made sense from a scientific standpoint. And so now we are where we are. It's not just about the children. No human, no living thing should be injected with this. And now, right now, we have our military. I just participated in an affidavit to try to communicate that this recent approval is really illegal. It should be null and void. It's based on no data. If you compare the package insert to the package insert of any other drug legitimately that followed through all the steps of research in an FDA regulatory process, you will see that there's something very wrong with the approval of this Comirnaty or this, you know, Pfizer jab. It just doesn't make any sense. Everything is missing.
It's all phony. It's all a big PSYOP. It's all a big, massive amount of confusion and paper pushing that boils down to mass genocide. That's what it is. And I want to talk about
Trump. Give it to everybody.
Yeah.
Sure.
I want to address something on Trump. You worked in the Office of Correspondence at the White House under Trump. And I'm not saying that you were his best friend. But, you know, I get the sense that Trump is a good person. Trump is a person who said that he wanted to be known as the president that prayed the most in the White House. That wasn't the Trump that took office. That was a Trump that I really believe got close to Jesus while he was in office. We all know Melania is very close to Jesus. She loves Jesus. And I don't think that President Donald J. Trump wants anybody to be hurt. And all of this narrative that you see in these social chat rooms and all this nonsense about, oh, he's part of the problem. He's a deep state globalist. He sold out to Big Pharma. I'm not buying into that. I don't buy into that Donald Trump is just another head on the same snake. I really don't believe that. When Donald Trump stands up in front of the masses and he says, I'm not the one that's trying to sabotage democracy. I'm the one that is trying to save it. I think what he means by that is he is trying to wake us up so that we realize what a true democracy is in our constitutional republic, which is a government that is by the people, of the people, and for the people. And he needs us to wake up and come back to that. Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you
absolutely
so much for being
true
here. I can't tell you how much I appreciate
amazing
it
work. Thanks.
Those are my thoughts, of course. And those will remain my thoughts unless somebody can prove to me otherwise. This guy is not trying to kill you. That's my opinion. If he can prove otherwise, I'm all ears. The War Room is up next. I will be back next Friday. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Stu Peters. I hope you come and find me at stupeters.tv. Until then, I'm praying for you. God bless.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.